Contained herein are the heresies of Radolf Burntwine, erstwhile monk-turned-traveling medical investigator. Join me as I uncover the blasphemous truth of a plague-ridden world, that ours is not a loving God, and we are not its favored children. The Heresies of Radolf Burntwine, coming January 2nd, wherever podcasts are available.
We were all in over our heads. Jules was feeling abandoned and experiencing firsthand what managing Wiley would mean without Val by her side, which meant she was on the verge of an anxiety attack. And the setting? Of all things, another god-awful party. This time at the Playcube headquarters. They were celebrating the Wiley-Playcube collaboration. Perhaps the only acceptable thing about this night, besides the badass Wiley team, was the opportunity for Juliet to meet Sky Morrow.
Parker Wiley!
Let's hear some cheers from Minerva!
This is such an exciting moment, Juliet. We pulled off this collab in record time, all thanks to you.
Well, I had help.
Right, Toby. He's, well, he has drive.
Oh, right. Well, I meant Valerie, too. My co-founder? Well, my other co-founder.
Yeah, unfortunately, we didn't get to connect on the call, really. She was having tech issues.
She was?
Where is she?
Oh, she had a family thing to take care of.
Well, it's clear that you're the brains and heart of Wiley. It's not every day that you find a company with heart. Toby's solid front man, but maybe more about the lifestyle. And I must have caught Valerie at a bad time, but I'm looking forward to us working together.
Oh, I
need to make my speech, but yes, we'll talk more later.
We'd like to thank you all for coming today. We at Playcube could not be happier to welcome Wiley into our family.
Realm presents The Co-Founder, starring Alexandra Shipp and Sunita Mani. Episode 7.
Juliet!
Hey, Kelly!
Our follower count is exploding. I'm already fielding more DMs than I can take from people wanting in on the action. I know Toby's been taking a lot of meetings, too.
Where is Toby, actually?
Over there with a mix of finance bros and tech nerds, arguing over the size of their NFTs.
Who's the suit Toby's talking to?
No idea. So, Juliet, listen, we're going to need more people sooner than I thought. In fact, I just met this great Playcube intern that I think could be a perfect addition to the team. What do you think, boss?
More people. I'll have to get Toby on that. I have to finish this build.
Not Valerie?
Yeah, she's still out. She's been really busy, so she needs some time away.
Okay, but with her out there exploring Dora, and Toby being... He's been hard to pin down lately, so let's settle it right now while we're all in the same space. Hey, Toby!
Hey, party people. This event is dope, right?
What do you think about hiring another person on the social side to help manage all these collaborations you're working on?
Sure, great. Shouldn't Valerie at least weigh in? Well, Valerie's abandoned you all, so I wouldn't count on it.
What?
Well, that's not... She's just taking a break.
Jules ripped the Band-Aid off already. She quit a week ago.
What is he talking about?
I'll explain. I promise. Just let me talk to Toby for a second.
Toby, let's go.
Before you say anything, you know I would do anything to see you succeed.
Toby, what the hell? I wasn't ready to tell them about Val yet.
It was time to tell them. She's not coming back, okay? You've been acting so weird lately.
Oh, I've been acting weird?
Yeah, like you're too good for all the attention that comes with running a successful company. Like all the parties and networking are beneath you.
And you've been acting like an asshole. You said you wanted to give this a real shot. We need to secure revenue streams and some stability, not more liability.
You worry too much. We got money coming in. I got this.
What money?
I have investors lined up.
I swear to God,
If this is another pitch to have people invest in using Bitcoin...
Digital currency is the future.
But we've got bills in the present.
Lucky for us, these are dinosaur currency investors like Jonas Clyde. He was practically begging for forgiveness about that misunderstanding that occurred at your first pitch meeting. He offered his left nut to be on the board. I told him we'd circle back.
Tell him to look in his incubator for investment opportunities.
God, you're sounding like Valerie. It took her long enough to...
It took her long enough to what, Toby? Leave?
Jules, come on.
Come on what?
We both knew she wasn't good for you. Really, when you think about it, you set up the pieces. I just knocked them down. I won't tell the team that because I care about you.
You nerve-hurting nerve burner son of a bantha.
I don't know what any of that means. Are you having a stroke?
Who do you think you are? Don't even think about pushing me out of my own company. Ooh.
No. I would never. You're just being too emotional about this, Jules. You want stability, right? I'm trying to give that to you. I'm on your side. You can trust me.
Trust you? I don't think so, buddy.
Okay. I'm a little hurt by that. I'm a good guy.
Whoa. Red flag. Good guys don't call themselves good guys.
What we need is a little bonding exercise.
What? Trust falls?
Well, now you're just making fun of my craft. How about a hike this evening?
I don't want to go on a hike, Toby. I want Valerie back.
You know, Jules, I've been feeling like Wiley is a little unsteady lately. Feeling kind of like Jenga. One wrong move and the tower falls down, you know what I mean?
Actually, no. You think our development timeline is going to outstretch our financial runway?
No. I'm just saying it wouldn't be a good look if I wasn't around. People might find out how I joined in the first place, so I really think we should go on that hike.
Fine.
Great. I'll text you where to meet, 7 p.m. We can talk about everything then, okay?
Just when you think this asshole couldn't get more sketch. Ugh. Buddy started to get cocky. Now, at the time, we didn't know anything about the mastermind behind the plan. He who shall not be named. Can we just call him Voldemort? But let's not get ahead of ourselves. For now, you just need to know Toby was getting sloppy. What exactly did this man have planned on that hike? Thankfully, Val came home and I finally got to fill her in on everything, just in the nick of time. Well, not everything. Not how I felt about her. The other important stuff. Whoa, look at hashtag Wiley Weekend Trend. Badass girls. Valerie, where have you been? I've been trying to call you all week.
I had my phone off. I also didn't check my email, which I'd like to claim took great restraint, but really, I got very drunk, sad, and then locked myself out of my account. Is Jules here?
No, I haven't seen her today.
She's probably sleeping over at Toby's and... what's with the suitcases?
I'm going out of town for a little while. I'm going home.
Okay. What's going on? Is everything okay? And you never go home or even talk about your family?
Yeah. There's something I haven't told you.
Raina, what is it? You're freaking me out. Oh my God. You've got a terminal disease. That's it, isn't it? Okay, tell me. No, don't tell me. No, tell me. But just know that I'm not good in a medical crisis.
Okay, well, now you make me feel like an overdramatic dope. Okay. Pierce is my middle name, my mom's maiden name. My last name is really Landon.
Okay. As in Michael Landon, the dad from Little House on the Prairie? My mom was obsessed with him.
I wish. More like enemy number one of climate change reform.
Oh, the Landons, like the oil Landons.
Yeah. They put the ledge in privilege, and I want to jump off it right about now.
Well, there's no D in privilege. That's how I got booted from the third grade spelling bee.
Okay, kind of just dropped a bombshell.
I know. You're Texan. Wow.
I know.
How did you keep something like that from me? I've never met a Texan who didn't tell me where they were from within the first 5 minutes of meeting me. They're like the Leos of the state zodiac.
It was pretty hard.
I wanted to be my own person, away from my awful family. I didn't want to be a part of their immoral bullshit.
You know, I understand wanting to be your own person, apart from your family.
I know. It was silly to keep it from you and Juliet. I just figured it was best not to tell anyone. I thought I had protected my secret, but it was pretty easy for Toby to find the truth and threaten me with it.
Toby? What are you talking about?
Toby confronted me, threatened to expose the fact that I've been hiding this. Everything was so fraught between you and Jules, I honestly didn't want to mess things up further by telling you.
Oh, that nerve-hurting nerve burner.
A Jules Star Wars reference?
Yeah, I miss her. And now I'm extra pissed that in addition to messing with me and Jules, Toby made you feel like you would lose us as friends. By the way, I don't think any less of you, Raina Pierce Landon.
You don't hate me?
No. Would it have been nice to have a literal heiress to help us through our financial troubles? Sure.
Mm.
But you're our friend, no matter who you're related to, and, you know, I imagine you'd have to wait for someone to die before you could even give us as much as we got from the Colfax brothers.
I don't know that I would have had to wait for someone to die.
Okay, we're just gonna pretend you didn't say that. Now, I already might have lost Jules. I don't want to lose you, too.
Oh, far out.
Raina, why is Mackenzie Dunn calling you right now? If you're dating her, I'm going to lose my mind.
No, it's not like that. Let me put her on speaker.
Buckle the fuck up.
Dunny, it's Valerie.
Valerie? God, why can't I be there to see your face in person?
Just look at one of the many pictures of me I'm sure you have posted on your wall, stalker.
The only picture I have of you is a snap of security ushering you out of Hustle Hub. Wow. Anyway, I could do this all day, but time is money, and I don't want to spend any more of it on you than I have to. Short version, Toby Johnson is a grifter. Apparently, he cozies up to the rich and powerful and rips them off. Probably why he tried to get into my company. He spent a night in jail for stealing a very expensive class ring from this hotshot producer, and then he claimed he'd won it in a bet. But the charges were dropped.
Dropped? Why?
I contacted the guy he stole it from. Apparently, one of Toby's associates had threatened him to drop the charges. He said that Toby owed him a debt and that someone would have to pay. This guy thinks he might have been an actual mobster. Real menacing.
So he wasn't just auditioning for Uncle Vanya.
Is that some new kind of slang?
He must have been arguing with the Russian mobster on the phone when I ran into him. He said, I'll have the cabbage soon.
I presume he wasn't talking coleslaw.
Cabbage is slang for money in Russian. He was talking about money.
Okay, time to get a visual on this mobster.
What? How?
By stalking PlayCube's social media account until... Hey, here we go. Dunny, I'm texting you a photo of Toby talking to a tall guy in a suit and sneakers.
Iconic.
Can you send this picture to your contact and see if he recognizes that man?
I work for you now?
I thought we were trying to be decent today.
I have a personal interest in this, too. That piece of shit, Toby, tried to fuck with my business by trolling my company in the comment section. After he's left the premises, you and I can go back to hating each other.
I have to call Jules.
Hi, this is Juliet. I can't get to my phone right now, but leave a message. Thank you.
Ah, damn it. Let me try the office line.
Hi, this is Wiley. Kelly speaking.
Kelly, hey, it's Val. I need to talk to Juliet. Is she around?
Hey, it's good to hear from you. You guys okay? First she told us you were on leave, and then Toby told us you quit, and everyone is freaking out over here because...
Okay, don't freak out. Don't freak out. Wiley is solid. You know, I'll explain everything later, but right now I really need to talk to Juliet, so if you could just please find her.
She's not here. She and Toby went on a hike, and that's not even a euphemism.
A literal hike? At night? Okay, I have to go.
So, are you going to be in the office tomorrow?
Toby's taking Juliet on a fucking hike? I have to stop her.
Do you know where they went?
No. Wait. Yes, we have family location sharing.
That's so weird and codependent.
Codependency, the kind of besties people dream of having. Tomato, tomato.
Definitely tomato.
It looks like they're headed to Baritone Valley. I'm going.
I'm coming with you.
No, you have a flight to catch. I'll handle this.
What are you gonna do?
Send Toby Johnson to the metaverse.
As a podcast network, our first priority has always been audio and the stories we're able to share with you. But we also sell merch, and organizing that was made both possible and easy with Shopify. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell and grow at every stage of your business, from the launch your online shop stage all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. They have an all-in-one e-commerce platform and in-person POS system, so wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. With the internet's best converting checkout, 36% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms, Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers. Shopify has allowed us to share something tangible with the podcast community we've built here, selling our beanies, sweatshirts, and mugs to fans of our shows without taking up too much time from all the other work we do to bring you even more great content. And it's not just us. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. Shopify is also the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/realm, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/REALM now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/realm.
Anna Sheridan, missing for nearly 6 months now.
I need you to find me.
The Sheridan Tapes, a serialized horror mystery podcast. Stream the complete series today on Realm and on all podcasting platforms.
This is so stupid, isn't it? Oh, God. Or is it not? Oh.
Valerie! Wait, what are you doing here? That Uber wasn't cheap, believe me, I know.
I wouldn't have cared if it was surge pricing. I couldn't let you do this on your own.
I'm sorry.
I'm sorry.
We need to talk about Toby.
What?
What?
Why?
He's not who I thought he was. I thought he was a nice guy,
but then I questioned him and this other person came out, and we have to find a way to get him out of Wiley.
Why do you think he wanted to go on this hike?
Who knows? We know we can't trust this guy. Did you bring anything to protect yourself?
Just some hand sanitizer spray and a bottle of water.
Great. His hands will be really clean when he chokes you to death, and then he can stay hydrated on the way down.
Well, I can spritz his eyes and run away. I mean, he can use the water to rinse them in the meantime, but what did you bring, Miss Badass?
Harry Potter and the Deathly Hallows.
Your fists? Well, no, yeah, that's a good backup anyway, but look, dude, I'm really glad you came.
How far away are we from the pin he dropped?
Not far. It looks like it's the next peak over.
There's that cockroach. I see him.
Hey, Toby.
Yeah, hi. Thanks for the invite.
Let's just get into why I asked you to come here, away from everyone else, or almost.
Yeah, let's talk. We can start with you stealing our company to pay off your mob debts.
Mob debts? You've officially lost it.
I have proof. The movie producer you ripped off in L.A.? That guy you had your little associate threaten? He told us everything and identified your guest from the Playcube party.
That's one of our investors. He's got connections.
Yeah, in the mob.
Pretty cool, right? They call him the Birdman. I don't even know his real name.
Oh, for fuck's sake!
You're focused on the wrong things. That's the problem.
No, you're the problem.
Look, she's back to her old habits, Juliet. I am and have always been the solution. I'm disappointed in you, Juliet. You were supposed to be on my side. We were in this together.
No, we weren't. Stop saying that. And how dare you bring Chekhov into your lies? Uncle Vanya, indeed.
A bad woman can become a man's best friend only in the following stages. First, an acquaintance. Next, a mistress. And only then, a friend.
How dare you?
That's from Uncle Vanya.
I do not know that play as well as I thought I did.
Juliet, what does she bring to the company that I don't?
Ugh.
You're the brains behind Wiley. She's not even a mouthpiece anymore.
Toby, Wiley is our company. Valerie's and mine. And Valerie isn't going anywhere.
Yeah, you'll have to kill me first.
You're so dramatic, Valerie.
Pettle.
What?
Pot, kettle. Same thing. Just give them a smush name.
Like jewelry. Juliet and Valerie, you can't come in between us anymore. Valerie's been right this whole time. You lied to me. You lied to us. You were planning to rip us off all along. And you never really liked me, did you?
I did. I do. But I guess that doesn't matter now. Valerie's here to save the day.
You're right. It doesn't matter. What's important is Wiley, and I won't let you ruin it.
You're the one who made me a part of this.
Gaslighting alert! Gaslighting. You were supposed to be our fake co-founder for one meeting, then disappear forever. Instead, you turned out to be a criminal.
If you had the guts, Valerie, you'd be a criminal too. You're just too afraid of facing the consequences. You don't know anything about me or how hard my life has been.
Just take the L, bro. This country is built for you. If you can't make it with such a big head start, that's on you. What the hell, Toby? Back up.
Seriously, knock it off, Toby.
Stop coming at me. Stop it.
Stop spreading lies.
I'm not lying. You can't fake news away the truth. You are a loser, Toby. You can't even threaten people by yourself. You need a Russian dude to do it for you?
Oh, really?
Toby, stop it.
You're the boss, right? Make me stop. You were talking really tough just a second ago, but neither of you have what it takes to succeed, which is why you went looking for me in the first place. You girls are nothing. Nothing without me.
Leave her alone!
Oh, shit!
And now we're caught up to where we started, right? The asshat is off the cliff.
You're listening to The Co-Founder, starring Alexandra Shipp and Sunita Mani. The Co-Founder is a Realm original production. Realm, your portal to another world. Listen away.
Are you thinking about getting into Dungeons & Dragons? Maybe you're looking to expand your horizons as a DM or a player. If that's the case, then it's time for you to check out The Dungeon Cast, the best D&D podcast out there that helps you passively learn all about the game just by listening. Join co-hosts Will and Brian as they break down the lore of a rich multiverse 50 years in the making in a lighthearted and beginner-friendly way. They cover everything from character creation options to tips for dungeon masters. There's something for everyone, no matter how long you've been playing TTRPGs. Get inspired while learning all about the unique planes of existence. Get the in-depth knowledge you need to help your combat encounters feel impactful, or learn about the origins and pantheons of every race and class the game offers. No stone is left unturned as every edition of the game is explored and explained in a way that benefits players of all different levels of experience. You can expand your TTRPG horizons in a way that's as entertaining as it is educational just by listening. All you have to do is go to your favorite podcast app or YouTube and search for The Dungeon Cast.
The Co-Founder is executive produced by and stars Alexandra Shipp and Sunita Mani. Written by Alexis Wilkinson, Alexa Waco, and Mimi Mondal. Produced by Rhoda Baeza, Kaylin West, and Haley Wagreich. Directed by Kaylin West. Executive produced by Molly Barton, Marcy Wiseman, and Julian Yap. Associate produced by Michael Coulter. Starring Alexandra Shipp, Sunita Mani, Tony Hawk, Ryan Vincent Anderson, Bartley Booz, Cecily Louise Bro, Vishesh Chhatra, Will Dow, Trey Hall, Angel Harper, Kavi Ladnier, Leon Mandel, Samia Mounts, Jillian Munsaic, Tanya Posick, and Loa Valdez. Additional voices by the cast. Audio editing by Marissa Ewing of Hemlock Creek Productions. Sound design by Rory O'Shea. Original theme and transition music by Phoebe Danskin. Music supervision by Amy Parker. Production manager, Alexis Latshaw. Casting by Sunday Bowling and Meg Mormon. Cover art by Kendall Thomas.
Executive in charge for Realm, Mary Asadolahi. Special thanks to Pia Wilson. Find more shows like The Co-Founder by following Realm on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or at realm.fm. The Co-Founder is a Realm original production.
What's up, Butt Brain?
Val's out.
What do you mean she's out?
Like she's out of Wiley.
What? Like Valerie and Juliet had a friend breakup?
Yeah, I can't believe... You okay, man? Where are you?
I'm in New York. I'm working on my Broadway skate musical.
Whoa. I didn't know you were a man of the theater.
But I can't work now. I'm distraught, man. So sad about Val and Jules. I was rooting for them, you know?
Yeah. Yeah, Val couldn't hack it. She quit. They actually got into a fight over me. No, seriously, like, Juliet gave her an ultimatum.
Yeah. Bro, however it happened, that ain't it. But loving the self-love, the optimism. Keep it up, Tomisito. I gotta go.